Welcome to the doghouse. Hunter becomes the hunted. Deegan develops some level of humility. Mark Marquez suddenly finds himself only 41 points behind the lead. All thanks to Bezecchi to saying, "Don't pick up my bike like that," and smacking an official in the race. You gotta love it.
That is why I can't be a race marshal. I know we have a listener all the time who wants me to like volunteer and be a race marshal. Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself, man, that'd be really cool. And that's a way to support the sport. But then somebody's going to do that to me and I'm going to throw them a beating right there in the gravel trap on television.
Was it a marshal or a corner worker?
Whatever.
Corner worker. It didn't really matter in this case.
It didn't matter.
No, I don't think it was a marshal because the guy was helping lift up his bike.
Okay, corner worker.
Screamed at him and then smacked him.
Well, yeah, that's what the guy always wants me to be, as a corner worker. You're right.
Yeah. So,
but it's like, you do that, I'm throwing you a beating.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was ridiculous.
Absolutely. I was a corner worker on two times at Summit Point that I was invited up there to work with someone who was a corner worker.
Okay.
To do that. And it was extremely boring, by the way. Extremely boring. We didn't help anybody pick their bikes up. We just watched and that was it. And it was like, okay, well.
I would have picked Bezecchi up.
I could have found a more comfortable place to sit my ass down rather than standing up on a
corner.
They had a platform, like a little
You probably dressed inappropriately for that job.
I was naked, Warren. I went completely naked. Yeah,
I figured that'd be the case.
I was hoping to attract in a female rider. It didn't work. In fact, they all went the other opposite direction. I don't get it.
They turned around and went the wrong way on the track.
The crashes were afterwards. They're like,
my eyes, I can't see.
My eyes,
just gonna run into the tire wall.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. I mean, I guess you can go do that one time. I could say it might be enjoyable, but my experience the two times was it was very boring. I just stood around, nothing wrong with that. They do serve a good purpose.
If something like that happens, I'll be banned from the events forever.
Yeah, well, in this case, you can put a beat down. I mean, I don't think the guy that he hit, they would have stopped him from hitting back. Bezecchi's the one that broke the rules. I think it's a much bigger infraction for a rider to smack a
quarter
worker than the other way
around. Yeah, but that's how you get uninvited to things.
We're kind of used to that.
Because there's just things that shouldn't be.
We're kind of used to that, though.
Yeah.
We don't mind being uninvited. In fact, I would prefer to be uninvited than invited.
Me too.
Yeah, see? There you go.
I found out one of my cousins is getting married next month. And mm-hmm. I was like, I found out from my uncle. And I'm like, invitation's already set. I'm in the clear.
Yeah, good. There you go. Absolutely.
I was like, woo!
Absolutely.
I mean, I love my cousin. Don't get me wrong. I don't need to.
So you're not invited. You're not the groom then?
No, I'm not from West Virginia.
No.
I know it's illegal in West Virginia. But in North Carolina, it's legal.
I think it's legal in West Virginia, personally, but that's okay.
It is.
I don't know if it's legal in West Virginia. They just do it.
They don't enforce it, right? If it's illegal. Let's talk racing and not incest. Okay, so,
I feel more people would be into incest, but whatever.
So anyway, I know he was. Bezecchi was, what do they call it? Dequalified or what was it? What was the term? He was disqualified from the race. Thank you. I don't think that's the end of his penalty, by the way.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't think that's the end of his penalty. And apparently he had to go and apologize to the guy and they hugged it out. It's like, give me a break. You know, I mean, at that point, if I was a corner worker, I'd say, screw that.
This is why they don't want to race a lot in the U.S. Because in the U.S., that dude that was hugging him probably would have watched WWE and done like a suplex right there. Like exactly. Get him in the hug and Steiner suplex him.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about that too.
So anyway, so he did that, which obviously cost him 25 points. Then
35 altogether because he 37 up the sprint.
37. That's 37.
Okay.
I know you can't.
Yeah, but that's saying that's right. He would have won those races.
That's so, exactly. Well, that's exactly right. But Zippy is permanent. Okay. Doesn't matter whether you win the race or not.
Zippy, 5 or 10, 5, 7. He might have got something, but.
Yeah, exactly. He would have got some points. But I mean, as it was, he took the maximum hit. Or, you know, Jorge Martin gets, starts in like 12. What are you starting? Like 14th place?
He hits like a girl.
Yeah, I know. He slapped him. You're right. Anyway. So, Martin ends up, I think, 10th. I think he ended up 10th. So he collected some points. So I think there's, well, I don't want to say 4 points between the two of them now, 4 or 5. I should have that information in front of me. But unfortunately, my assistant has been slacking, so I don't have that information.
There is 8 points between Martin and Bezzecchi.
Yeah. And so Mark Marquez is, which is, I guess he's sort of woken up.
40 points back. Still a long way.
And
that means that they are racing for second.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
If Mark,
you know who's been surprisingly well? Is Iagora.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's surprisingly. I mean, I'll be surprised if he does it again this season. Then I'll be surprised. Okay, well, he has his moments of brilliance. He can't keep it up. And the reason he can't keep it up is...
they make pills for
because
that.
Because he's Japanese. And because
racist.
Yes, I'm gonna
he can't keep it up because he's Japanese.
He's Japanese. And Japanese spent all their time trying to control their emotions, right? So what do you think happens? You don't think he even said after the sprint race that he was very, very nervous going into the sprint race. But Japanese can't express that kind of stress in any way at all. They keep it bottled up inside. And I think that's the reason there's so few Japanese racers who have won races at the MotoGP level. It's been what, 16 years since the last time that somebody won a race?
Doghouse HR will be calling you.
That's why I retired. HR means nothing more.
There is no Doghouse HR.
There is no Doghouse
HR. The Doghouse HR is me. That's racist.
Well, we did have a Doghouse HR, but they all took their own lives. So,
yeah.
You know.
They never survived that incident back in 2016.
No, exactly.
They're just going to handle it.
Exactly. He's like, look at somebody that you think is calm when you know that inside they're boiling over. And you know what's going on. And I see that in Iagura all the time. And remember, this is a guy that won the championship in Moto2 by doing nothing and letting the people around him screw up, like Gonzalez, right? That's how he won a championship. So,
you know, and to be honest with you, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how long Bezzecchi's sitting for, but if he can just get on the back of Marquez like he did this weekend, mm-hmm. kind of hang out there, he's only 6 points behind.
Yeah.
He's just a couple fall downs from being in the points, from being talked about.
Yeah, which, and there's so much more of the season left. I mean, right now, anybody who's in the top eight has probably got a shot at it right now. You know, Bezzecchi's like, he's so busy being self-destructive. It's unbelievable. It's like every sprint, it's like, let me see how badly I can screw this up.
And he's doing a good job.
Those points don't, and people think, oh, well, it's only 12 points. It's 12 potential points. But when you're coming away with Zippy, when you're coming up with Zippy over the course of the season, you're giving all the people that you're racing against an upper hand on you.
It's like 230 something.
Yeah, it's a lot of points. It's a lot
of freaking points.
It's a lot of points. And, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, it may just been this was a bad track for Aprilia. I don't know. But most of the Aprilia field did not do well. You know, most of the
It was a long track and it had some good straights. So I was kind of surprised that they did so poorly.
It's the fault of the corner workers.
Yeah, that's right.
And you just had to slot some sense into it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there you go. The corner worker didn't get involved until Bezzecchi wrecked. So, right, he had to wreck first because the guy was picking his bike up. Don't pick my bike up like that.
Could you imagine if that was in Texas and he slapped some cowboy hat wearing, guy who works at an oil rig on the weekend, you know, during the week. He slaps them. They're going to throw him a beating.
I don't think he's going to do that. Actually, looking how fast Bagnaia was this weekend too, Ducati's kind of figured out where their weaknesses were, because both the factory Ducatis were fast.
They looked really good.
Yep. So if they've solved the Aprilia problem with this much time left in the season, but here's the question I'll ask you guys. Marquez somehow pulls off another comeback, and he were to win the championship this year, which gives him his 10th. You think he walks?
No.
No.
How old is he?
34, 34, I think. 33, 34.
He's not walking. He just signed.
He's too arrogant to walk.
What?
He's 33.
He's 33. Okay. No, he's not going anywhere. He just signed to run at 850s with Ducati. He'll want to say, I can do it at every level. I can do it with every bike.
Well, he's been in the 800cc class, so he'll be on an 850 this time. I don't think that's going to make any difference.
It will.
Remember, everything that was he wanted to be, he's tied now with Rossi. His drive has been to knock Rossi off. There's not a lot of love lost there between him and Rossi. So, and I'm sure Rossi's been loving Bezzecchi because that's like his best buddy, right? Loving having Bezzecchi out. You know, I mean, you can see who Rossi likes and who he doesn't like. Who does he hang out with before the race? Bagnaia, all the Italians, right? Bezzecchi, you know, I mean,
they speak the same language, motorcycles.
I think those are the people that get invited to the ranch, and that's what it is. Those are the people that he invites to the ranch. Those are his kind of understudies, and he feels like, well, if I can't race, then I want one of my students to win. Well, I can't hold that against the guy.
I can't hold that against him.
No, you can't hold it against the guy, right? So, I'm sure that it's kind of like, you know, when you're a Giants fan or a Washington fan in football. Well, it's kind of hard to be a Giants fan of football, Phil. I realize that. but if you're a fan, it's like anybody who's playing the Cowboys, you want to see win, right?
I mean, I do root for two teams, the Giants and
whoever's playing against the Cowboys. And that's what it is. And I think that's what it is with Rossi too, right? I pick one of my people from the ranch or whomever beats Marquez, you know, Mark Marquez. So in any case, Mark Marquez was looking pretty good, I thought. And this is, I had kind of written him off a couple races.
And when
ago.
He went around, when he went around Bagnaia, you knew immediately he was sandbagging. He was just keeping his tire pressure up in the hot air. Yep. He was measuring him. And then, because as soon as he went around, no one was going to catch him.
Yeah, it was done.
No one was going to catch him.
Yeah, it was done. So, you know, we'll see, right? I mean, it's not like he is pat himself all the time. So we'll see. That's the reason I bring up the thing about retirement, and that is the injuries are coming more frequently than they were 5 years ago.
When has that ever made somebody retire? You know what I mean?
I mean, there gets to be a point where the fun sort of goes out. I mean, you know, you can only go through so many surgeries, and he has surgeries that are repairing prior surgeries and things like that, like he did this offseason. So it wears on you. If you hit a milestone, then you got a decision to make. Will he retire?
Should he? Will he? No.
I don't even know if he should. I can't even say that. If he's got two more championships in him, God love him. Let him go ahead and see if he can, you know, destroy the, you know, Agostini's records, you know. But the problem is that it could take him to win two more championships, 6 more years. Does he have 6 more years in him? Because he'll have the injury timeouts during the – it's not like he's going to go championship, championship, championship. If he manages to come back this season, it's damn miraculous. Maybe potentially more miraculous than the fact that he won the championship last year, where everybody was talking about the fact that it was the greatest comeback in history. Well, this guy sat out. What? This guy sat out 4 races? So
–
yeah, so, I mean, he's getting a lot of help. There's no question about it. He's getting a lot of help. And Aprilia kind of had the, you know, a clear road in front of him. And they're kind of screwing it up, I think. my opinion.
Part of it is with the Preludes, their heads went straight up their ass.
Yeah, right? It's but
Ozeki
yeah.
smacking that guy just shows you that he thinks he already decided he's the champ.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a weird thing to do. You know, it is kind of a weird thing to do. I can honestly say I don't ever remember another incident where a rider went smacked a corner worker.
I saw a video somebody had of it, and it showed where like the guy went to pick the bike up and like redlined it because he grabbed the throttle, and that's what pissed Bezecchi off.
It's quite possible, but right? I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened.
About no, the bike, you wouldn't have stuffed it with gravel.
Exactly. Right? Maybe like, he was helping. Maybe he was helping. Maybe he was actually doing it intentionally to clear out some of the gravel.
No, I don't know these high-end bikes or anything, but you know, if I drop my bike and somebody grabs a throttle and I dropped it while I was racing or riding it, mm-hmm. it's the rear wheel is going to take off, and if it's going to throw gravel or it's going to, mm-hmm. The bike itself is going to take off. If he actually revved the engine to the red line, that bike didn't go in. How to get into neutral so easy?
No, exactly. Yeah, well, if he actually,
I think it wasn't neutral, and when he grabbed it, it just redlined.
And to be honest with you, that even if it had redlined, that MotoGP engine is not going to blow up from that. No, it's right. It's got a rev limiter.
The only thing I can think of is he probably was like, I stuffed all those rocks in the air filter.
Yeah, I think he was just pissed. I think he was just pissed, probably more pissed at himself. He lost control, smacked the guy because the guy did do that with the throttle. I can believe that.
He smacked him a second time.
Yeah, he had to go.
All I can think of, I thought you a second time.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, he goes over and he apologizes to the guy and hugs the guy and everything. It's like, you know, give me a break. Give me a free shot instead of hugging me. You know what I mean?
I would have suplexed that dude. I'd have been like, boom, let's take it to the mat.
Yeah. Oh, and I do want to mention something because we were kind of, last week we were mentioning, you know, it's like, when do these people decide the name of their country? Because I grew up, it was Czechoslovakia. Then it became the Czech Republic. And now apparently it's Czechia.
Same with Turkey. It's no longer Turkey. It's Turkey A.
Oh, I thought it was going to be ham.
I thought it was Turkey.
No longer Turkey is ribs.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
I don't care. I'm an American. I'm going to call it what I call it and F the rest of the world, right? Like, you see this World Cup stuff. I'm from Scotland. Isn't that part of England? I don't know. Shut up.
They say no. It's a separate country.
But it is part of, it is part of the United Kingdom.
It's
that is correct.
It's part of the UK, right? So deal with it.
It is part of the UK. But the UK is an empire, not a country.
People there, they're like, I'm from New Zealand, I'm from Australia. Same damn difference.
Well, I know somebody, and he always says, well, I'm from the UK. And I said, which one? There's 14 countries that are part of the UK.
They don't know the difference either.
No, they don't. Okay, so anyway. So let's talk motocross.
Wait a second. Before we get off MotoGP.
Okay, I was trying to keep us running out of time.
Survey, right? I don't remember who was doing it. I'm trying to pull it up. And it was, where do you think MotoGP should come? And apparently they're talking about adding one, maybe two more American rounds of MotoGP.
Look, if they add one more American round, I'm not going to complain.
No. They need. You know, I would like to see at least one.
That would only return the American round that we lost that used to be at Laguna Seca.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, they have to replace that round, or they should just admit they're never going to court American viewers, right?
Okay, this is where I saw it. And I don't know, I'm going to say this flat out. I don't know the people whose post this is. I don't know if they are just clickbait people. But here is the thing. It's from MotoGP News' Facebook page. And it says, MotoGP chief Carlos Esblada, however you say it, confirms the sports and talks with several American tracks. And then they say, which circuit would you like? Right? And, you know, some people are saying Laguna Seca. Some are saying Indy. Some are saying Utah, which I doubt.
First of all, there's only a handful. there's only a handful of tracks in the U.S. that could take a MotoGP race and actually be able to, you know, to be able to have the facilities for it. Laguna Seca is an obvious one because they've done it for so many years.
Indy's
done it, but Indy's a horrible track for
it. Is Motor? I almost said Motor America. Road America wouldn't be bad. Like, that would be some speed there.
Time when arguably motorcycle racing in the U.S. was more popular. So, okay. And so what I said was there's very few venues in the United States that can support a MotoGP race. Indy's one. Laguna Seca's one. Obviously, COTA can do that. When you get past that, there's very few, and they're really not intended for the kind of crowds that you have for a MotoGP race. That's the problem.
I love Road America, but there's no infrastructure there.
No, there's no infrastructure there.
Same with Atlanta.
Right. So, I mean, I think Laguna Seca is a slam dunk. I don't like it because it's on the opposite side of the country. Indy's a terrible place to watch motorcycle racing. I've done it. Don't ever want to go back there again for that. It's not a good venue for motorcycle racing.
And Laguna Seca is also very easy to watch.
Never produced good crowds.
Yeah. But Laguna Seca is good to watch on TV. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, Laguna Seca's got the big advantage that, for a television audience, which is, you know, again, that's 99% of who's going to see it. It's got better. It's a very rolling track with big elevation changes, the roller coaster and all that. It's a good track. I loved Barber, but Barber does not have the stands. They don't have the viewing areas.
Well, like, that's what I thought. Is like, I was like, there are so few places.
Yes.
That can do it. Like, and I don't want to see it at Daytona.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'd prefer Daytona to Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think they'll do it at Daytona. I mean, you know, the infield is too small for a MotoGP race.
Yeah, and I can't think of any place on the East Coast for them to do it.
No, and there's been all this talk now. You know, they're going back to Australia, but they're going to go on streets, right? Yeah. They're going to try and do. Which F1. I, for the life of me, I do not understand why they're going to do this. They're going to go onto the Melbourne Street Circuit, which Grand Prix has done, but they tried it before in MotoGP, and it was a raging failure.
Yeah.
And they're going to go repeat that same mistake. It's like, do you pay any attention to what's happened in the past? Even Grand Prix doesn't want to go back to that road course anymore.
I mean,
so
the only thing I can think of is the St. Pete. IndyCar race, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But even that, man, I've never really watched that. Like, what are motorcycles going to do there, right? Like, can you make it
safe? That's the problem. People compare. Everybody that knows anything about Formula One seems to think you can run a motorcycle race on those tracks. Not true.
Not true at all.
Not true at all. No.
Now, I did watch the NASCAR race, which was at Coronado Naval Station this past weekend. And that
I didn't
was
even
made.
Know they had NASCAR anymore, but okay. And it's been off television for like.
They created a road race on the on base, using a lot of the space that they have there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the airfields. So they converted an airfield over. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they wanted to do something like that, but I'd rather see Laguna Seca. Yeah,
Where do you put your fans? At an airfield, a military airfield.
You do it for TV. You don't do it for the fans.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. They're going to go someplace that will be able to host at least 100,000 fans, and they're not going to go there. Not that we'll ever produce 100,000 fans.
I was about to say, when was the last time we've done that?
But they do it, but that's the thinking,
people
right?
People will fly
that's the thinking.
In.
Yeah, but that's right? The thinking.
And I think
Laguna Seca never produced
100,000. They didn't do it when we had COTA.
They
haven't done it with COTA?
They never did it with Laguna Seca. The biggest crowd they ever had was 73,000, I think, at some point.
Here's the thing.
The problem is Americans. We are the problem, okay? The problem is that the people, the media company that owns it, they don't know how to induce American fans. It's clear.
Well,
I don't see any change.
The travel thing, though, if you've been watching anything with the World Cup, you'll see that a bunch of Europeans and people from around the world are like, man, I want to go do things in America. Because they got here for the World Cup and realized everything they were told was a lie. right?
Yeah.
Now, in the same aspect, I don't want to see it in California. Right? I don't. I'm not. I can understand why people don't go to Lagunas. I mean, go to COTA. While it's a great track, it's kind of not near stuff. People aren't going to go and go like, I'm going to go there. It's just not a touristy area.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the wine area of California, which does get you away from
Laguna Seca. I was talking COTA, but
Laguna Seca.
No. Laguna Seca.
Well, I mean, COTA is actually very close to they're very close to Austin, so it's a big metropolitan area.
Yeah, but it's not like nobody goes, I want to go to Austin.
A lot of people do. It's the kind of the country music, it's become kind of the country music capital of the country now.
Yeah, but foreigners only know one country song, apparently, and that's Take Me Home Country Road.
I don't have a problem with.
Because they all think it's about the state of West Virginia, and it's not. And people from West Virginia don't even realize that.
It has been taken over by the state of West Virginia. Just leave it at that.
Because they can't write their own
music. I'll tell you what. They add a race anywhere in the U.S., I think it's a win. So I don't care. I'd love to see them add two. I think that'd be great.
They should.
I don't believe that
would
happen.
Figure out how to do the Baltimore Street Circuit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
They did so well
Look,
with the Baltimore
what they
Grand
really
Prix.
Need to do is like talk to Trump and be like, we need a Washington, D.C. to race around the monument.
You know what worries me is that somebody will say something like that. Because Liberty Media, right, which... Where are they? They're Formula One, right? They're Formula One. So they think if you run Formula One, you can run MotoGP.
Yeah, well, that's...
which means they show up on the Miami street course. It's not even rideable for those MotoGP bikes. No. It's too tight. It's way too tight for MotoGP bikes. Yeah, way too tight.
Same with St. Pete.
I agree. Yep. Too tight.
And real quick, speaking of Washington, D.C., I thought it was crazy that the Nitro Circus was part of that whole UFC thing. Watching those bikes and those guys doing their tricks on the national, mall, it was just outstanding. Yeah, just 2 seconds there. So,
okay, so let's talk motocross before we run out of time.
We literally have like a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. We were going to go too long.
But
I was trying to push
next
this in
week
the
to talk motocross. We have nothing to talk about. No, wait. Yeah, we don't have anything to talk about next week.
Just super.
Well, okay.
MotoGP. Cool.
We got MotoGP. We got MotoGP, but we can talk motocross next weekend. But the preview is that obviously, okay, it looks to me like Hunter could very well be the entity that controls this championship. Not me saying he's going to win it.
He looked good.
Not saying he's not gonna, but I'll tell you what, his brother in the post-race interview, and we'll talk about the post-race interview, and if you guys take a look at that before we meet next
week. We'll watch
it for next week. It sounds like Jet realizes that his brother hasn't been sitting around doing nothing. He's fine. He's figured out the 450s, and it looks like figuring out the 450s, which is what Deegan's working on right now, has really made a big difference in Hunter's racing. So good for him.
And he's not
a jerk.
Hunter doesn't come out and try Hunter donuts.
I will tell you that. Hunter wins the championship, he will be a more popular champion than either Jet or Deegan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's personality. Very different personalities. Although Jet was very... Well, you guys go watch it. See what you think. I was very impressed by both Jet
he
and
He was talking
Deegan.
About his brother, so he's not going to say
But I one comment I will make as a preview. Deegan thought that Jet was sandbagging the injury. We will.
Oh, I think so too.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know if I care.
I don't know if I care. I mean, is it because he decided to delay until the motocross season because he knew he was going to face Deegan and there was no need for him to push back for Supercross that he couldn't win? I don't know. Whatever his reasoning is,
Maybe
I agree with Phil. Who cares?
He was far enough behind that he wasn't going to catch and knew that if he went in there, he'd destroy his brother's chance at a Supercross chance.
Yes. Yep.
And he gave that Hunter that chance. Anyway, it's been the doghouse.